The president said the money would allow states to fight the disease. It means certain restrictions are waived for hospitals, allowing them to speed up their response. But it comes after weeks of criticism that the Trump administration has been slow to act, and anger following the president's Wednesday night Oval Office address, where he unilaterally announced the suspension of travel from Europe to the US to try and slow the spread of the virus. This announcement marks a shift in tone, acknowledging action is needed within the United States and not just pointing the finger of blame at other countries or describing COVID-19, as he has done, as a foreign virus. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.